This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today was the last day for designers to send their fall collections down the runways of New York Fashion Week. It is, in the final analysis, a week devoted to shopping, and then maybe some more shopping. But one store at Fashion Week isn't bothering with money at all. Audrey Quinn checks in on the use of social media as currency.
If you want to get your hands on Marc Jacobs Daisy perfume, the Daisy Marc Jacobs Tweet Shop is the place to be on Fashion Week. Customers line up out the door, but they're not paying with cash or card. They're posting a hashtag to earn the product.
Basically, there is no money that changes hands here. It's all about social media equaling social currency.
You guys are just giving stuff away?
How it works, actually, is that consumers are purchasing various products with social media.
That's Lori Singer. She's VP of Global Marketing for Marc Jacobs Fragrances. She shows me a photo backdrop in the corner. Customers can take pictures and share them using the Daisy hashtag. They show a salesperson their posts, and they get a pocket-sized perfume bottle in return. Kaya Markowitz and Kaya Blooming just finished at the photo booth. They take their Instagram pictures to show the saleswoman.
Well, we obviously hashtag MJ Daisy Chain.
It's a few pictures of me going crazy.
Super cool.
Oh, that's really cool. So we have a mini perfume.
This idea of paying with a hashtag post, it might seem kind of gimmicky. Like just some PR stunt, not an actual source of income for Marc Jacobs. I mean, really, how much could a customer's little Instagram post or tweet actually be worth to a big brand? Dane Atkinson has crunched those numbers. He's CEO of Sumall. It's a New York startup that does marketing analytics. They looked at data from about 30,000 companies. Sumall connected tweets to web traffic and sales. They found each time a customer tweets, it brings a company a pretty significant sales boost.
Yeah, from our math, it was about $20.
$20 extra sales, on average, every time a customer mentions a company on social media.
So a customer that's tweeting on your behalf creates more capital value for you, for sure. So you always want to find ways to get your communities to promote your product.
The trick is to get as many social media users as possible to mention your company. Users like Diana Adams.
My name is Diana Adams, and I am a Twitter addict.
Adams is a tech entrepreneur in Atlanta, and she's pretty much the dream customer. She's got over 112,000 Twitter followers. She says there's two ways companies have tried to get her to mention them. They can offer products like Daisy Marc Jacobs, or they can straight up pay her for her tweets.
On those tweets, by law, it is supposed to have the word ad. I don't think those are as effective. When you send out something that everybody knows is an ad, people don't want to click on that link. They're just like, oh, that's an ad, right?
If a brand can get users to mention them in exchange for products, they avoid that Twitter ad label. Adams has seen Burger King and Kellogg's offer food for tweets, and American Express even offered gift cards. But remember, each of those customer tweets equates to about $20 extra in sales. It's the company that's getting the good deal. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.